You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So, boys, the last time that we were here...
Yes, boys!
We were talking about this was either going to be a jubilation,
yes,
or a, what the hell just happened.
Jubilation.
Thankfully,
it is.
We're here. Everybody's excited. What was it like, John, on the way out, and what's the vibe getting ready for tomorrow night?
What is weird is that we never, almost, I can't even think of the last time we did this, come into a city 2 days before.
Hmm.
But we did on this trip because they want to get these guys acclimated to the altitude. Mm.
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
So
how big of a deal is that? I know that I've been hearing about it since I was a kid. Is it more in your head, or is it like a genuine physiological thing that you can adjust to, or are you just always going to be gasping for breath?
Somebody just asked LeBron about that. LeBron just did media about 20 minutes ago. By the way, Bergman, that's a cue for you to go track that down. And LeBron said the altitude in Denver is a real thing and you get tired a lot faster, mostly in the first quarter and a little bit in the second. He said it's more manageable in a playoff series because they stay in Denver several days in a row so they can get used to it. So that was the plan. Michael says it's legit, and he says that every team feels it in the first half. He said by the second half you're more used to it. But if you look at the minutes that LeBron and AD have been playing, it's possible they can't play 43, 44 minutes per game in this series. So it I would say, Trav, to answer your question, it's not nothing, but it's not a gigantic deal. It's something.
Tell you what, as the finely tuned athlete that I am, when I go to Juan's family's in Wyoming, when I go to Wyoming, which is even higher altitude than Denver, you get gas. I mean, just as a normal walking around, you get gas.
Like going up
a little
the stairs
bit.
Kind of thing?
You can feel the thinness of the air.
Really?
There's not as much oxygen.
Well, they play
in the
into
air.
It too, you guys. They have the how many feet above sea level they are on the court,
right by the foul line.
They sign before the game, they play a civil defense alarm, and they put a big, I'm serious, and they put a big message on the scoreboard, and it's completely designed to psych out the other team. Like, you're playing at the highest altitude in the NBA. Shortness of breath is not uncommon. Please do not overly exert yourself, blah, blah, blah. Well, the people in the stands know that. They live here.
Right.
They're just doing that to freak out the other team. But the Lakers have a veteran team, and I don't think they'll fall for
it. A lot of the boxers, UFC fighters, all these guys go up to Big Bear and train.
I knew they train up in the mountains up
6,000 elevation or whatever.
Yeah, that's why they do it.
Yeah.
John, I know you travel with the team. When you guys travel to Denver, do you go through the airport that's out in the middle of nowhere?
It's haunted.
Well, I was just going to ask you, dude. We're trying to tell Slee to be careful of what's it called, Blucifer, Emily, the horse.
Wait, Slee, is terrifying.
Slee, are you heading this way?
Yeah, we'll later tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the first thing you need to know is the airport is like an hour from anything.
Yes.
So you leave yourself, and that's another reason why we came in 2 days early, and we're actually flying home on Friday. We're not flying home after, even though it's an early game on Thursday. They don't want these guys to get in. Just dealing with the Denver airport in general is a nightmare because it's an hour from anything and it's haunted.
It is haunted. By the way, I don't even know if it's... So, by the way, Slee, are you going in for these games?
Yeah, I'll go for one and two. One and two.
So the weird thing about it is the airport is built. This is one of the urban legends around this airport, is that it's built so far away from the city that it's actually an underground city. It's the bunker where they would bring the president and all the powerful people in the event that something terrible happened, so that there's this secret city underneath.
Like a whole city?
Isn't this all tied to the Illuminati? Don't they have something to do with this, too?
The Illuminati running the show? I mean, I hate to bring them up, but I mean, the Illuminati... Well, they're in charge.
We were talking about it, that Emily was saying there's like cryptic messages in the tiles
the
and
art,
things. And the art's
art
all
is
weird.
Terrifying
it's
in
like,
that airport.
It's probably
yeah,
not
it
terrifying.
It all has like three different meanings to it.
Well, only if you need to know what the meanings are. Like for the four of us, we don't know. We're not going to the secret city.
Right.
Right. I don't think they're going to need what we do in the secret city.
We don't get to go to the secret city.
No, but if you're one of the people that needs to up that door.
I bet you LeBron gets a tour of the secret city. Yeah.
Well, you need to repopulate. Yes, LeBron's exactly. a good place to start.
Very good place to start. Yeah. Now, the horse is the horse blue outside the airport?
Yes,
I know it's got red eyes.
Red eyes, blue horse, and apparently the sculptor that designed it
took him out.
Killed. Was killed took as it was being made.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
yes.
that's a true story that I heard somewhere.
Do you just keep going, or do you get rid of it?
That's a true story that I heard somewhere.
Today
was it
on
really
Fact
Cat?
Miss Hebel, is that where you heard that from?
I believe that.
Yeah, Emily, this is right up your alley. What's the deal?
With what? Sorry.
With the Illuminati. Have they taken over the airport? Are you sending Slee into the Bermuda Triangle?
I really think that there is something they're not telling us about it. Again, all the things we already talked about today.
Yes.
There's too many weird things that happen around the Denver airport. And I just, I think we should all just maybe try to get on the good side of the Illuminati, maybe get the chance to get into those tunnels.
Well, how do you get into the Illuminati?
You might know this. I wonder if, like, can I apply for membership in the Illuminati? Because I would be most interested.
If you apply, does
you have
that
to have a Costco membership.
No, if you apply, does it make you persona non grata?
Ireland, it's like the Masters.
Like Fight Club.
I could be the only person with an Illuminati membership, but no
but
Costco,
no Costco membership.
Yeah, still no Costco.
No, John, it's like Augusta National. You don't apply for membership, they come and find you.
Correct.
And they said, would you like to join us?
If you need to apply, you are not invited.
Don't you need to have like some sort of special skill to be in the Illuminati, or is it just connections?
You know,
well, as you know, Trav, I have more useless information than anyone in America, but almost no special skills.
And the nickname, and my nickname is the Beautiful Mind. I've got just a beautiful mind cooking all the time.
No one, literally, no one calls you that.
Yeah,
no.
Juan calls
well, he calls
me
himself
the beautiful
that.
Mind.
Does that count?
If it's your own nickname, then throw it
it's
out.
It's just like Dave Russell Crowe in that movie.
Dave Singer would give himself his own nickname once a year. We'd never let any of them take.
We had at UVA, we had secret societies. Did you guys have secret
societies? I was part of a secret society at Bowling Green called Sick Sick.
Okay, what did they do? Did they do anything specific, or was it just they kind of like tapped you one day?
They tapped me one day, and I had no idea it was coming. I had no
was
idea.
Was this like
was
Skull
coming.
And Bones kind of situation?
A little bit, yeah. Sick
That's
Sick.
At Harvard.
Sick
right.
Sick was a secret organization
what
at
did
Bowling
you do?
Green that you got unveiled when you were a senior. You would go around campus. You'd drive around and you'd make spirit signs, and you'd go to, stuff back in the day.
It's
you'd
like
go
sounds
to
like
sorority
a fraternity.
Houses and visit.
Sounds like a fraternity.
It was, but it was like a really small one with only six people.
Were you a member of a secret society at UVA?
I wasn't a member of a secret society, and actually there was multiple secret societies. I want to say there was three big ones. There's one called the Sevens, which there are only ever seven members ever living, and when a seven dies, the bell at the chapel rings seven times for 7 minutes. They donate a lot of money. They always
Replace the
they replace
it always
the seven.
Have
it's
seven?
Like the Pope.
Yes. Essentially the same thing.
You look
they
for
the,
white smoke.
Real deal.
They have the purple shadow. Shadows. They have the Sigmas, I want to say. They also have the Angels, where they recognize people who are either going through a very tough time or have done something for the community, and they send them a little rose, say, hey, we've seen what you've been doing, even if it's in secret. We admire that, and you're upholding UVA's
values.
Well,
that seems very nice.
Well, so, okay, this I'm wondering if this isn't an East Coast, Midwest thing. Ireland, did you have anything like, because there's nothing like this at UCSB, at least, or I was never invited to any of them. That's a possibility, I guess. Did you have any secret societies at San Diego?
No. I think they were all
John
none.
At UCLA?
None.
Yeah, we had a secret society I got tapped for, which I still get like newsletters for and all that stuff. Secret society, the Travis and Slee one, secret society. Oh, yeah, there's the Sedano and Cap
Circle of
Trust, and then there's the Travis and Slee
community
secret society.
Secret society that
secret
nobody
society.
Knows about.
We'll do a handshake.
A
we'll wear certain color pins on our jackets.
Yep. Exactly.
We'll
yep.
figure
exactly.
the whole thing
yeah.
out.
The tattoo
right, so
nobody
Mace,
knows
you've already
about.
Been pointed out as a flip-flopper, and it's only Monday.
I don't even know what that means.
Kobe Forever just tweeted, last week Mason says, quote, there is no hauntings. It's all just confirmation bias. This week, regarding the Denver airport, oh, yeah, that place is haunted.
Okay, what did I say? I never said it was haunted. I said there's a secret city underneath it. That's completely different. I don't believe
in the secret city
I don't
haunted?
Believe in the hauntings. No. I think that's where they bring
just
all the important
unoccupied.
People if something often awful happens.
You guys.
So, I'm not flip-flopping. I don't believe in ghosts.
You can't hide a city.
Yeah, it's hidden. Hidden underneath.
I'm all for it. I'm all for
the Blue Horse with the red eyes.
Now, there is something happening
Lucifer.
That is, I think, a very good sign for the Lakers. You know what it is?
No. Hmm.
All right, all morning I've been watching TV and listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Picking Denver.
Mm. Tim Bontemps, Denver. Vince Carter, Denver.
Vince.
Bill Simmons, Denver.
Bill.
Ryan Russillo, Denver.
Ryan.
Jason McIntyre, Denver.
Jason.
Cowherd, Denver.
Damn. Cowherd.
All of them. Just keep them coming because I think LeBron hears all this. And Ramona learned it the hard way when she picked the Warriors.
Yeah.
Just keep picking against them, people.
By the way, Momo's stopping in today. You know, she's going...
I'm sure she's taking Denver.
Nope, she's taking Lakers in six.
I want her to take Denver.
Yeah, I think we're better off with her taking Denver now.
Secret societies at Stanford, too. That's what you need to
ask
her about.
Oh, I bet there's
that.
A secret
they'll
society.
They'll have them at Stanford
her and Jessica
for sure.
Mendoza are in a secret society.
Al and I were talking about this. I said
with
it...
Chelsea Clinton.
I think it was the day that you were here, John, but maybe not. I said... Or we've been sleeping on Denver from the whole time that they were the best team during the regular season. They've had, as far as the playoffs go, a relatively easy time of it.
Yeah.
They're 6-0 at home. They haven't had a ton of close calls. The games that they've lost, they've kind of been in. The two they lost to Phoenix, Devin Booker shot 80%.
Had Monty Williams fired.
They cost Monty Williams his job. That oftentimes at the end of it, right, we look back and say, well, yeah, of course it was Denver all along. They were the best team in the Western Conference the whole year. Why wouldn't they win that half of the draw? Is that where these people are coming from?
Denver's a really, really good team. That's why, I mean, they're the number one seed. They won the most games. They have the best, you know, center in the league. And so I can easily see why teams are picking Denver. Denver's favored in Vegas.
It's like picking Kansas City. Right, in football. It's just they have Patrick Mahomes. They're always in the playoffs. They've been the best team during the regular season. They're the best team in the postseason, and they win the Super Bowl. It's just that's kind of how these things go sometimes, that we tend to overthink them, and because we're all Laker fans here, we want to find reasons why they're beatable, and they're obviously beatable.
Sure.
But, Trev, most of the people I mentioned also all took Golden State.
Okay.
They just don't believe that the Lakers can pull this off.
Yeah, you got to believe.
But the Golden State thing, I think I understood more, right? Just the understanding
the
of they're the champs. These guys have done it before.
They can shoot the lights out.
Once they get to the playoffs, they go. But if you actually look at it from a team concept, Denver's much better team-wise as far as depth. They have size. They got players. So.
Yeah.
So the last time you were on the road with the guys, Al, was it in Vegas? Mm-hmm. Is that the last time you went?
No, I was there for Houston. Remember
the
Final Four.
So you went to Houston for the Final Four.
Yeah.
John, you guys have an off day on Wednesday. You and Slee going to run it back like you did in Vegas?
There you go.
No, we will not. Although, Slee, I did walk by in a gentleman's club when I was doing
Very
my
nice.
City walk today. So
sure.
I know
Very
where
nice.
It is if you get the urge.
Yeah.
Okay.
A city walk.
What are you guys going to do? Because
Rick's
we could do,
Cabaret is the name of it. It's right around
What's
the
it called?
Rick's.
Rick's.
We could do.
Isn't that the name of the bar in Casablanca? It's Rick's.
It is.
Probably. Yeah.
We do Coors Field.
I feel this bar is a little different than that bar.
There's not a guy playing the piano in this
piano.
One.
Play it, Sam. Yeah.
There's a great Rockies-Reds matchup on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah? You
where
go
it's
see, oh, boy,
$7.
It's
what did you say? $6? Five to get in.
Five to get in?
Five to get in. You got to go. Five bucks.
Yeah, why not?
Go for three
five
innings.
Bucks.
I would actually.
Have you been to the park?
I have not been to Coors
park
Field.
Park is beautiful.
Great ballpark.
Yeah, great ballpark.
I would go for $5. I'd literally go eat some food there, take a look, who's up, cool, sounds good.
Have
and then
a
leave.
Beer, have a peanuts, and then watch Charlie Blackman get a few at bats
yeah,
and get
exactly.
the hell out of there.
That's actually not a bad setup at
John,
all.
You should Kyle Freeland is starting and have a blast.
Well, John can't. John will be during their show. Because you said it's a...
It is. It's in the middle of the day. John can't go to the ball game, but you should pal around like a little brother. To Ireland, you should show him around the city.
Are you, Ireland, are you going to like show Al around?
Zero.
None. Are you going to invite him to your fancy dinners and stuff?
If it was any other day.
Yep, any other day.
Yep.
Why were you so quick to say no?
What do you mean?
When you said,
well, Ireland's
to
one
show
of the cool
him around.
Kids.
I was going to say, like, this is Al's first trip to Denver. You could kind of show him what Laker
Wait
playoff.
A minute, Slee, you've never been to Denver?
Been to Denver. I haven't been to Ball Arena. Haven't been to Lakers, Nuggets, all that stuff.
Haven't been to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm just going to ask Michael for everything.
Yeah.
Ask Michael for everything.
Michael's going to hole up in his hotel room and not get Ireland gets out, at least.
You're right. Michael's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Where should he go, John?
Here in Denver?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a bunch of one of my oldest friends lives here, so I'm going out with him tonight. But Slee, there is a Mongolian barbecue place here.
Already interested.
I don't know if it survived the pandemic. I'll have to check. Mm. But it's like hospital clean, and they have everything. They have steak, lobster, stir fry. It's this place called BD's. It's a chain. But
what makes you say hospital?
Because
clean.
If you go to a Mongolian barbecue place, normally it's like kind of grungy.
Oh,
no, okay. Sometimes Mongolian bar, you're like, but I don't this know about this.
This place is spectacular. It's like unbelievable. Michael will even go there with us because it's so well kept.
Does he bring his wine to the Mongolian beef restaurant?
In a red Solo cup while he's wearing sweats from the White Sox, which was like four teams
and
ago.
With a bottle of ketchup.
Yes. Small bottle that he took off the airplane. Yes.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's
Slee,
what a hamburger is all
yes,
about.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow. Slee will be in Denver.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Ireland, you did it. You managed to get Yo Mama Joke into the Lakers closeout win on Friday. Congratulations. Well done. I owe you another $100. Now we got money circling back and forth between the two of us.
Yep. When are you going to learn, Mace? You put $100 on it, I'm pretty much in.
Well, I did learn. That's why I've got you doing stupid things. You'll do anything for $100. So, great win on Friday. The Lakers advance, and now we're getting ready for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals starting tomorrow night in Denver. That's where Ireland is. John, thoughts on the end of the Warriors dynasty?
Just really proud of the way the Lakers played. I have great respect for Golden State, and I wasn't going to relax until they started pulling away in the fourth quarter. And, guys, it's their defense. That's been the key to these two series runs. They have the best defense of the remaining final four teams, and Denver has the best offense.
Yep.
So this is the number one defense against the number one offense. I know everybody's picking Denver. I'm going to tell you right now, the Lakers have a real shot here to go to the finals and take on the Celtics, which would be unbelievable.
Oh,
and I'm not even
imagine?
Counting Miami out. I think Miami's got a puncher's chance too. But I like the Lakers' chances to beat Denver more than I like the Heat's chances to beat Boston.
Yeah, I actually agree. You like Boston better.
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I think Boston's going to beat Miami. I feel that Jason Tatum
was
ridiculous.
Most teams, when they make a run to the finals, have a scare somewhere along the way.
Yeah,
Boston got their scare falling behind 3-2 to the Sixers.
Yes.
Boston.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, when we could hear that a lot. I think I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I'm going to pick this thing exactly the way I picked the first two, Lakers and six. Lakers and six. I think they beat Denver. I think the matchup is fascinating because Denver's been really solid, and everybody, frankly, everybody has kind of slept on Denver all year long. Not an intimidating number one seed, but they've not really been challenged in the postseason. And as you said, number one offense so far in the playoffs overall, 118.7 points per game, and the Lakers have allowed just 106.5 through the first two rounds. It is number one offense versus number one defense. And by the way, the Lakers did it against Memphis and Golden State, who are both top 10 offenses during the regular season. So it is. It's a battle of offense versus a battle of defense. And the matchups are interesting. We were kind of going through the matchups a little bit today, John. And, the Denver lineup, obviously the Joker, Murray, Aaron Gordon, Porter Jr., and KCP. If you go back, this was the matchup in 2020 and 2020.
Except
in the bubble.
KCP played for us and not them.
Exactly. Otherwise, the only team, the only players that repeat are LeBron and AD on the Lakers side, Jokic, Murray, and Porter Jr. on the Nuggets side, and KCP was the one guy who's from a different team, so or from the Lakers. So you've got two substantially different teams than we saw in 2020.
And here's something to think about. I actually think, you know, everybody thinks this is going to be a matchup between Jokic and AD.
Yeah.
And for a lot of the games, it will be. Those two guys are the most important guys in the series. But those guys have met 20 times in their careers. Okay? So if you take those 20 games.
Yep.
And just look at those 20, nothing else. Jokic has averaged 19 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. AD's averaged 25, 9, and 3. So AD's got a small edge there. Most people are giving the edge to Jokic. But what I took away from that is those two are possibly going to cancel each other out.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's going to be someone else that wins this series for their team. It's going to be LeBron taking over a game. It's going to be Michael Porter or Jamal Murray taking over a game. It could be Austin Reeves if he continues to play well, or D'Angelo Russell.
Could be Kevin Porter Jr. Microwave offense
Michael
just goes
Porter
off.
Jr.
I'm
yeah,
sorry, Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, who you're right. He has the potential to just go nuts, and so that's what I'm looking at. I think LeBron's going to or Jokic is going to be Jokic. AD's going to be AD. Look at everybody else because that might be where the series is decided.
Yeah, and we were looking at the specific matchups. Jokic, obviously, you know, you want AD on Jokic.
And Jokic doesn't like playing against AD. He's traditionally given him trouble. And AD is hands down the best defensive player in these playoffs.
No question. No question. Vanderbilt, you would think, on Jamal Murray.
Maybe.
LeBron on Aaron Gordon.
You might have to put Vanderbilt on Porter.
See, we've got, yeah, when we drew it up, we had D'Lo on KCP and Reeves on Michael Porter Jr.
Well, the other thing is, but
Porter Jr.'s got a lot of size on Reeves there.
Yeah, well, in the last game, Vanderbilt can guard almost all five positions.
Yes.
He probably can't guard play center,
yep.
But he can guard all five positions, all the other four positions. The one thing to think about, too, is in the last game, the Golden State game, they didn't start Vanderbilt. They started Schroeder.
Right.
And they won. So they may go back to that. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really even matchup. And I think, you know, I'm guilty of sleep. By the way, I was talking to Juan this weekend and talking to not stepdad Leo. We went in for Mother's Day. By the way, congratulations. I'm so happy. I love my Aunt Linda Grove. She is cancer-free after about
really?
A year's battle with cancer. So I got to see her this weekend, and she's doing great. But I don't think I've ever been wronger than I was.
Now, that can't be a word.
That's not a word. It's now, more wrong.
Yeah. Wrong. If wronger is a word, I completely give up.
Wronger.
I bet that is a word. W-R-O-N-G-E-R.
Yeah, one wronger.
Wronger is one who wrongs someone.
There you go, a wronger.
Adjective, yep.
Adjective, one who wrongs.
But it's not in the way that you're saying it. What you're saying is not used correctly.
Yeah, I am.
Doesn't matter, it's still a word.
No, I'm wronger because I actually, when they were 2-10, said,
but
break
you didn't
it
wrong
up,
someone.
Trade
you're more
AD.
Wrong.
Hey, wronger is in the
wronger's
dictionary.
In the dictionary.
Right, but
it.
Not in that sense. You don't have
doesn't
the right
matter.
Context.
Yeah, no, I think
man,
I have the right.
I say it's a word, you get to use it.
Yeah, John and Jorge all agree, so you're wrong.
You're wronger.
I'm wronger
you're
than
wronger.
You.
You're even wronger than I am. Yeah, but I honestly, Ireland, I was like at 2-10. I was like, nah, just start over. Break up the team. Trade AD,
well,
get what you can for him.
It's not like you were the only one saying that stuff. They blew up the whole team at the trade deadline.
It's true. They did a major remodel at the trade deadline that made all the difference in the world.
Right. But, I mean, there are fans we hear from that still are down on the Lakers. Who was that guy in the last round that wanted Darvin Ham gone?
Yeah, I mean, can you really be down on the Lakers anymore? My God. I mean, I honestly, I was looking at the game Friday night, and I thought, how the hell are the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals? It's just amazing given where they started. It's probably the most improbable run in Lakers history at this
Lakers
point.
Oh, Lakers history. Wait, hold on. I've got a stat for you.
Okay, good.
The Lakers are the first team in Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, or NHL history. So the four major sports.
Okay.
To finish last in their division, yet make it to the Final Four.
Wow.
Only eight other teams that finished last in their division even made the playoffs. And this year's Lakers have won more playoff games, eight, than all those other teams combined, seven. So you saying this is the most improbable run in NBA history? It might be one of the most improbable runs
in sports history.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. So yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, no, it's crazy that it has gone the way it has. All right, coming up next for you. Let's do, we're going to talk about it no matter what. John Morant is in trouble again. It's another incident involving a gun. We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN, celebrating the Lakers clinch in the series Friday night and getting you pumped up for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night against the Nuggets. It's presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. So the weirdest thing happened over the weekend, John. We started talking.
Who's we?
Me and Juan. And somebody sent us a picture of a dog that was available for adoption.
You didn't. You got another dog?
If we hear back from these people, we are going to get this.
So you would have three?
Three dogs because
we need... Beetle?
We need a backup dog.
Oh, because one's about to go?
Sophie's 17. We need a backup dog.
She's on bonus time.
And his name is Mike, and we're going to keep it.
Oh, I like Mike. I like your other dog. What's your other dog?
Ron.
Ron. I like dogs.
So we'll wind up with dogs named Ron and Mike.
You should go after Purolene again.
No, I'm not going after Purolene again. No, Stop referencing her.
That's not cost effective to go after Purolene.
And by the way, do you realize that after all the talk, after all the back and forth, after Sedano's prank on Friday about the media, Bergman got exactly the seat that I wanted for that game on Friday after all was said and done. I think it was a master conspiracy.
Well... Now that you weren't there and we won,
yeah,
I don't want you coming back.
I've not been to a loss. I've not been to a playoff loss.
I feel like Michael's been sitting on the aisle,
yeah,
and I didn't want him sitting on the aisle because he talks to too many fans and it distracts him. But now that we've won every game that Michael's been on the aisle, I don't want him moved.
But he didn't talk to anybody last week.
To that seat, we got to respect the streak.
Yes,
that's right. It's
so
my
Mace,
seat now.
You're out. Bergman, you're in for Saturday.
Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
For Saturday, you're in?
I'm not going on Saturday. I'm going on Monday,
what?
So I'll take it on Monday.
You're not going on Saturday?
No, you neither are you.
No, I'm not going on Saturday.
You guys aren't even into it.
Going on Monday.
People who are into it.
Going
no,
on Monday.
No, it's not about being into it. I have a daughter. You have nothing. You have nothing, Mason. You're just going off and doing something else. Could go.
So here's
you
the reality. I value my Saturday day off. I value it. Now, I will have a cocktail and watch the game on Saturday night. It's 5:30. It's early, right? All these games are early.
Yep, all of them.
Which is very, very good. I'll go to all weeknight games, but my weekends are like sacred. I don't do anything on my weekends except the stuff that I do. What are you snorting about?
I just think your level of commitment is unique.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I take my weekends really seriously.
What if the Laker players had your attitude? You know, if the game's during the week, I'll play really hard. But on the weekends, not that.
Well, they should try doing, 15 hours or 16 hours, 17 hours of radio a week.
I think we should call you Kawhi Mason from now
you
on.
You are.
Wait a minute. Because I'm taking Saturday off?
Wait, aren't you taking Friday off too?
Well, yeah, that was long planned. We could not have anticipated. It's your, yeah, we, when I put in for that day, which was back in March, there was no way to think that the Lakers would be in the Western Conference Finals.
But now that they've made it, you should adjust.
No, agreed. Can't adjust. It's a committed day off.
It is Kawhi load Mason. Management. I think it works.
It is load management.
You like that one, John? Kawhi Mason?
Yeah, it's good.
Sure.
It
sure.
Steve Leonard.
Why not?
Oh, no. Steve Leonard.
Steve what? Steve Leonard.
Steve Leonard. No, I hate that name. All right, so Mythical Money Check. I had a gigantic...
Yeah, but
Friday.
Isn't Jorge like 200 grand?
Well,
a
he
day?
Lost
yeah.
some money this weekend. So, Bergman, what are the current updated standings in Mythical Money?
So, because you won, Mace, you have 297,000,
nice.
And Jorge lost his bet, so he's at 556,000. So, I mean, you still have, you know, 200 and some thousand, 260,000 away.
So, Jorge's at 556. I'm at 297. Ireland's at 112.
No,
and
I lost 30 to you. I've got to be below 100 now.
No, he's at 82, and I'm at 77.
82 and 77.
Yeah,
wow.
I got to wait till football season because I can't bet on
no, the NBA. No, of course not. Of course not. Jorge will bet against the Lakers tomorrow night. Right,
Bob,
Jorge?
Wait, Jorge, have you already decided?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But you will.
I got to look at my board.
Well, yeah. Game one.
Jorge claims he's got a board at home with all
have
of his
a board.
Bets. He's got a board.
Keep this in mind, Jorge. Game one in Memphis, Lakers won.
Yep.
They did.
Game two in San Francisco, Lakers won.
Yep.
So if that trend continues, they'll win tomorrow.
Exactly.
I'll circle it on my board, yeah.
He's going to
circle line?
That.
I have the line if you want to guess. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to guess.
Lakers minus 4.5.
No.
John?
It's in Denver. It's Denver.
I'm sorry. Denver minus
4.5.
Yeah.
5.
You're all close. Denver minus 6.5.
6.5. Wow.
6.5.
Interesting.
You should jump on that now.
Money in on the Lakers.
If you're gonna make a bet, you jump on that now. I can only see it going down.
You say that, by the way, every time a line comes out and then it winds up not
moving
at all.
Well, because when it's big, like the 6.5
but
is big.
Give me 50,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus 6.5.
Wow, 50. Wow. All right, I love it.
Betting big.
Plus 6.5.
So Ireland, Ja Morant once again captured an Instagram live video with a handgun, even though he went through this whole thing and missed 8 games at the end of the season and made a big apology and said, this isn't me, and now it's him again.
I think, and you guys are going to accuse me of overreacting, but let's see what happens here. I think he's going to get 50 games.
50. Now, I heard some people said miss the season. Some people have said miss the season.
I don't think it'll be that extreme, but it wouldn't shock me. It would surprise me. But here's why. He told everybody. They went light on him the first time.
Yes.
They only gave him 8 games, and they gave him time served. So he wasn't going to play in those first 4 or 5 anyway. And so they really gave him a 3 or 4 game suspension because he said and did all the right things and he met with Adam Silver and said he would never do it again. And then he does it again less than a couple of months away. And I've heard the argument, Mace, that I was having this talk with one of our security guys and he was pointing out that John may have the right to, he may own that gun and have done absolutely nothing illegal.
Yeah, we don't know where he was, right?
He was in a car.
But so we don't know what state. Like, for example,
Tell you why none of this matters.
Okay.
Okay? Even if he was legally carrying the gun.
Which is possible.
The fact that he's flashing a handgun casually on video.
Agreed.
The NBA is a private business. If a video surfaced of Steve Mason or John Ireland.
With a gun?
With a gun casually flashing it around.
No.
You wouldn't be listening to us today. We would be fired. And the reason we would be fired is that ESPN is a private company, or in my case, too, the Lakers are a private company.
Yeah.
They get to do what they want. And the NBA has sponsors. Ja has sponsors. I think he's done with Nike. I think he's done with Powerade. These companies don't need this crap.
But Nike, for example, I mean, they went ahead and released his big signature shoe thing. What are they going to do with the shoes that they already made? Well, I mean, everybody believed him when he made this mea culpa. I mean, the Grizzlies protected him. The league went easy on him. They released the signature shoe. Like, all this stuff based on his time spent, I don't know, in some sort of facility to learn
because
about.
Because they thought he had moved past the problem. And I guarantee if David Stern was still the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver may go lighter on Ja. David Gilbert Arenas told a story that when he pulled a gun, and again, he owned the gun and he had a permit to carry it. When he pulled a gun, David Stern said, I'm suspending you for 50 games, and if you fight it, I'm coming after your contract. And Arenas said, well, I don't want my contract voided, so I'll take the 50 games.
Right.
I think that's what they're going to do to Ja. And I don't know if Memphis is even going to put up with it. Like, let me ask you this. He's an unbelievable player.
He is
Michael
crazy
calls him
talented.
The most athletic guard in NBA history.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Can he be your franchise player?
Absolutely not.
Can do you want to give that guy a
no.
max contract?
No.
Because
his
talent demands
what
it.
What this is a judgment problem. I mean, everybody needs to consider what's going on with Ja now. And I think it's possible that he's just not face of the franchise material. He's too wrapped up, in this particular scene instead of being a professional basketball player. And he may never be ready to be a face of the franchise guy.
And how about this guy that took the video that's supposedly his best friend?
Yeah,
this is
right.
The guy that the Grizzlies kicked out of the arena.
Yep.
Why would you go Instagram live when you know Ja has a gun?
Yeah.
Why would you do that to your friend? I mean, not that I'm saying it makes Ja any more or less culpable. He shouldn't have the gun anyway. But, man, your best friend put it out there for you to lose your whole livelihood? What? I mean, I'm not being friends with that guy anymore. It just doesn't make any sense. This may be a bigger problem than just poor judgment. He may have, like, mental issues. I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah, by the way, Darren Revelle is reporting that Nike will at least pause its relationship with Ja Morant.
And if you're Nike, why do you need that?
But aren't you stuck with a bunch of Ja Morant signature shoes?
No, they're a pretty successful company. They can just say, they can send all those shoes overseas aren't there several people that have nonprofits trying to get shoes to kids
yeah,
in Africa?
Yeah, true.
Nike could score major points. Send all the Ja shoes to these villages where they need them and get out of business with this guy.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, think about it, Mace. You've owned businesses.
Sure.
If you want to associate with somebody, the one thing you don't need is negative publicity. You're already a successful business if you can afford to pay this guy to be your endorser.
Yes.
Why do you need him to lower the value of your company? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, I think America is generally willing to give, in many situations, second chances. But after you make the big apology, after you kind of throw yourself on the mercy of the court, after you do the Jalen Rose interview, after you guarantee to the commissioner this is not who you, after all that stuff, and then you do it again, third chances are hard to come
by. Yeah, what's that old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Exactly.
You know, it is, this is the most important thing, because I know you guys are going to come at us with, he didn't do anything illegal. We understand that. But don't confuse illegal with unethical. The league doesn't want this to be the face of that franchise or to be the face of their league. And if you're out there, I mean, gun violence in this country is a huge problem, especially
yep.
with all these school shootings. If you're out there casually twirling around a gun, the NBA doesn't need it. I don't care how good of a player you are. And I love Ja. I hope he gets his act together. But I think they are going to throw the book at him, Mace.
And I think they should.
I think it's 50 games minimum. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think they're going to come after him hard.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. It is my wheel today. I put interesting stuff on there, John.
Good.
Something in particular I hope comes up, but you never know until you spin the wheel. I mean, who really knows?
Yeah, who could possibly know?
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. There's one on there. So, hey, look, it came up. Okay, so Nicolas Cage, who's a unique guy, to say the least.
Yes.
Went on the Stephen Colbert show. And they were talking about his first memory. And he says, quote, "I know this sounds really far out, and I don't know if it's real or not, but sometimes I think I remember being in utero and feeling like I could see faces in the dark or something." Now, I think that's a load of hooey. I don't believe he actually remembers what was happening while he was in utero. But it raises an interesting question. What was your very first memory? Like, what's the earliest thing that you can remember from the time when you were a toddler?
All right, so when I was 3, my brother came home from the hospital. I was born in 1963. He was born in 1966.
Okay.
And so when he came home from the hospital, I'm not proud of this, but I was 3, so I'll give myself a break.
Sure.
I remember everybody bringing him presents. And I was mad that nobody was bringing them for me. And so somebody brought one for me, and it made me feel better. That is my earliest memory. It was just before my 4th birthday.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting one. Bergman, what is your first memory?
So,
first of all, do you believe that Nicolas Cage could remember what was going on in you? I think that's just crazy talk,
no,
right?
No, absolutely not.
The kind of crazy talk we've come to expect from Nicolas Cage.
From Nicolas Cage, yes, yeah. Exactly. That's exactly right. My earliest is probably, I was probably 2, and I was in a crib, I believe, and I remember seeing E.T. come down through the sky, go into my closet, throw everything out of my closet. And then I started screaming, and my mom had to come in and like put everything back. And
so this was just imaginary.
It was E.T.
How old were you?
2.
Okay.
You saw E.T. when you were 2.
Yeah, I was 2, and I was afraid of E.T. for.
It's a very nice E.T. is a very nice alien.
It looked friendly. E.T. was a weird looking alien.
Friendly and
didn't
ate candy.
Scared the hell out of me.
Rode on a bike.
I'm sure you're very surprised by that. That's what scared the hell out of me.
All right, Jorge.
Same age. I was 2 roughly. And there was 3 stairs that would take you out of the house. Coming into the house. And I remember in my stroller running towards those stairs and then just falling over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mason, what's yours?
Mine is I was at the drive-in with my mom and dad.
Walker, not stroller. My walker.
Oh, your walker. Yeah. Okay. I was at the drive-in with my mom and dad and my little brother, and judging by the release date of the movie, it was 1967, so that would make me 2, and I was seeing Planet of the Apes, and they terrified me. I had nightmares about those apes for years. So Planet of the Apes is my very first memory.
And you probably thought that there was an actual ape planet.
Right. Well, I was so disappointed at the end when I realized the Statue of Liberty was there. And what was his name? The guy with the, speaking of guns, Charlton Heston, shouted, you screwed it up, or whatever the hell he yelled at the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, it was a traumatizing movie to see when you were that young. All right. So, John, I wanted to bring this up. Tim Anderson is reportedly miserable in Chicago. Now, if you read this story, there were lip readers or people who claim they can read lips who zeroed in on Tim Anderson during a game. And he said, "I hate this place.
I've been saying this for weeks."
So if Tim Anderson, who is a legit 300 hitter. Tim Anderson, who is one of the top 5 shortstops in the game, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Is unhappy and he hates that place. Shouldn't the Dodgers be in the market?
100% yes. And it depends on what the White Sox would want, obviously.
Yeah.
But if there's, and by the way, Tim Anderson and Mookie Betts bonded at the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
So they're friends. It's the one obvious, even though Rojas has been really good, it's been the one obvious weakness that the Dodgers have is when Gavin Lux went down, they don't have a proven everyday shortstop. I would jump on this in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's a question of, and by the way, there's interesting contract stuff on him too, because he is a club option for next year, a club option for 2024, and he's not unrestricted until 2025. So if you trade for him now, you're also getting a couple of years of team control, which makes him that much more valuable. I think he's scheduled to make $14 million next year, which is unbelievably reasonable.
Okay, let me throw a trade that a White Sox... Travis retweeted this earlier today.
Okay.
A trade a White Sox fan came up with.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I would not do this if I was the Dodgers, but I would tweak it.
Okay.
Here's the trade. Who's Luis? Is it Robert, the center fielder?
Yes.
Or Robert? Luis, it's R-O-B-E-R-T.
Robert.
It's Luis Robert?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. You get him. Is he an everyday major leaguer?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
So you get him and Anderson. And this fan said the White Sox would get Diego Cartaya, who's a catcher, Michael Busch, who's a young prospect, and then three pitchers, Bobby Miller, Gavin Stone, and Ryan Pepio. He also has Outman in the deal, which would, to me, would be a deal breaker. I wouldn't give up Outman.
That's a crazy deal.
Wouldn't you do the other one? Wouldn't you do Cartaya, Busch, Miller, Stone, Pepio for those two guys?
No.
Basically five prospects for two major leaguers.
No. First of all, if I was the White Sox, I'd be looking for a major league starting pitcher. I mean,
Gavin Stone or Ryan Pepio is not that.
They could be. They could become that. But if I was the White Sox, I think I'd ask for Dustin May straight up.
For Anderson?
Dustin May for Tim Anderson.
Would you do that?
Yes.
Bergman?
I don't like it at all. I think Dustin May may become the best pitcher in all of baseball at one point. I would not do that.
You would not make that deal.
No,
I
also
believe
because
it or not. And I always say that whoever gets the best player in the deal wins the trade, and the best player in Mason's deal would be Anderson.
Well, I don't. If it's straight up like that, I don't know if that's true.
Right now, it is.
Right,
but
I would.
Greg, I'm with you. I wouldn't do it.
You would not do it, John.
No.
Just because the Dodgers don't have enough pitching to give up. If the Dodgers get to the playoffs, and I know Mace, you think they're not making.
I said they're an average baseball team.
Right,
with 90 to 93 wins.
Okay, but if they do get 93 wins, that means they would get in.
Yeah, they'd be a wild card.
And if they get in, they need three solid pitchers. And in order to do this, Dustin May would be one of the three. You would have Urias, Kershaw, and Dustin May. So I wouldn't give up one of those three.
I think there's more to it, too. Michael Busch was already up this year, so he's now a major league player.
I don't care about him.
No, well, no. You need a second baseman, but Bobby Miller is probably their best
pitcher. You don't need a second baseman right now.
No, not at the moment.
You
no,
could get
sure.
away with it.
But he's going to be good. That's why they're not moving on him. But Gavin Stone was already been up, and he might be pitching in a couple days here. Ryan Pepio
didn't
already
look.
Had
I mean,
time.
For what it's
all
it's
of these
his first
guys
start,
are
didn't
major
look good in his
league
first start,
players. They're, as much as we're trying, they're calling them prospects, they're all major league players except for Diego Cartaya, who is going to be his everyday catcher at some point.
Okay, you just fell down the rabbit hole that we hear all the time. Who was the catcher they gave up a few years ago?
Kiber Ruiz.
And then there was another one,
who's
Navarro,
really good.
Before that.
Deonner Navarro? He wasn't very good.
No,
well, wait a minute,
but Kiber Ruiz has been good.
And Greg, that's what everybody was saying about those guys. You do not need, if you're keeping Will Smith,
well,
you do not need Diego Cartaya.
That's not true. So
why?
Because
Austin Barnes is pretty awful.
Is pretty terrible.
But he's your backup.
But if Will Smith gets hurt like he did a couple of weeks, or he had
or
a concussion a couple
to
of weeks ago.
DH in general.
Right. You want to have a reasonably good backup plan. And right now that backup plan is probably Diego Cartaya. It's not Austin Barnes.
I could
day-to-day
absolutely
basis.
See Will Smith as a DH overall and not behind the plate so he doesn't get concussion issues or being hit in the head with anything. J.D. Martinez is here for this year. I can't imagine he's back next year. So, yes.
Right, but
you
Tim
need
Anderson,
this, you got to
think
catcher.
About what you're getting. This reminds me of the discussion we had last week when Mason said, I wouldn't put Will Smith in a Ohtani trade.
I wouldn't.
And that's asinine.
He's your best hitter.
Let me be really clear about this Shohei Ohtani thing. Any major league player, I don't care who it is, Bryce Harper,
yeah.
I don't care. I would trade for Ohtani.
Yeah, see, I'm not trading for Ohtani, period.
Yeah.
I want to sign him for nothing at the end of the year and keep all my good stuff.
Right.
I want to have Ohtani with Will Smith, with James Outman, with Dustin May, with Gavin Stone, with Bobby Miller.
Yeah, but not without,
with all those guys. In other words, just sign him as a free agent. Don't try to trade for him midseason.
But here's the thing. You could, if you get Tim Anderson, you got to give something up. You can't say no Diego Cartaya, no Michael Bush.
No, no, that's a different scenario because you can't sign Tim Anderson as a free agent. He's under contract.
Right.
You can sign Ohtani as a free agent, so why give up a whole bunch of really good stuff when you've got the third best record or first best record in the National League?
They are the best team in the
National League. Best team in the National League record-wise right now.
Yeah, if you want to wait on Ohtani, I'm okay with that. But my point is, with Greg saying, I'm not giving up Cartaya, I'm not giving up Bush.
Well, it's not.
You have
I'm
to give up something to get Tim Anderson.
Sure.
Who would you give up?
So, I mean, it's hard to say who and what, but I would give up prospects, sure. It's just, Cartaya is going to be the everyday catcher.
He's not going to be the everyday catcher for us.
Yes, he will.
No, Will Smith will be the everyday catcher.
I would put money that Will Smith moves to a full-time DH.
I would put money on Will
Smith. He's not
Smith
great
being,
defensively.
Being our catcher for the next 5 years.
I don't know. I think Will Smith,
you guys are focused on the wrong thing. You can get Tim Anderson, and you're saying no. Greg, you in particular are saying no to everything. No to Cartaya, no to Bush, no to Outman. Who would you give up?
Tim Anderson is a very good baseball player, but it's not to the point where he's like the best.
Wait a minute, he's one of the
baseball.
Five. We just said he's one of the best five shortstops
sure
in Major
he's
League Baseball.
He's better than every player you're refusing to give up.
He's batted 300 plus in every year except
this
year, I think.
Greg, you've gone full Bill Stoneman on him.
I won't give up but also he only has 1 year. If he signs a bigger deal, then that makes more sense. But
right.
I'm not going to just give him up for nothing.
By the way, two more years of team control, which makes
this
him
year and
very,
next year
very valuable. Very valuable.
It was the exact same scenario under which they got Trey Turner, and they got him for 2 years.
Right.
And then he left.
And here's the thing.
Right, you got him for 2 years.
I would give up stuff for Tim Anderson, but I wouldn't give up the long list that you read out.
Right, but I wouldn't
there's
give up
some combination there.
I wouldn't give up Outman at all.
No
but
way.
I would give up Cartaya, Bush, and two of those pitchers.
See, I mean, I think we're just giving up too much stuff. I can't give you the exact names of who I would give up, but I would give up stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. But you can't, if you're getting Tim Anderson, you can't say no, 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 no. Guys like you get hung up on in 10 seconds. No.
I don't want to give up six guys for him.
No, but would you give up Cartaya and Bush for Anderson straight up?
Yeah.
Cartaya for Anderson straight up? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, there are deals to be made. It's just not that long list of prospects.
Right.
Right. You got to, the other team has to get something.
Right. But also, you have to understand that Andrew Friedman, we've gone through this before, but Andrew Friedman's only going to give up the guys that he feels is okay. Like, he gave up Keibert Ruiz because he knew Diego Cartaya was going to be the next guy.
Right.
You had too many catchers at that point. It was easy to move on. They also moved on from a guy named Connor Wong that went over to, there was a catcher that went to Boston.
What I remember him,
they do
up,
the things that make
they
sense.
They could have traded Outman last year.
They could have.
At this time.
Just like they could have traded Seager when they really wanted to. They could have traded Bellinger. They could have traded all of these great players.
Will Smith. They could have traded all these guys that came up through the farm system.
Right.
He keeps
don't.
The right ones.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly.
But keep in mind, not trading Seager and not trading Bellinger is probably a loss at this point because they both walked away for nothing. If you can get
and
a
they
guy
won a World Series with him,
right? But now you're in a position to go get Tim Anderson, so you got to give something up.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely give something up. I don't know. Again, that I hate this place is very, very ominous to see one of your employees, one of your players.
Yeah,
I
now
hate
let's see if Anderson
place.
Admits it. I remember there was another kid in Philadelphia who said something like that. I think he may have said exactly that. And they asked him about it after the game.
Third baseman.
And he said, yeah, I said it. I shouldn't have said it. I was just frustrated. I apologize. I don't hate it here. I just.
Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm.
And he actually scored points with the fans in Philly for being honest. I wonder if Tim Anderson will be honest.
I hate this place. All right, Doc. It's time for the 2 o'clock call of the day. So tomorrow night is game one of the Western Conference Finals. By the way, chat fight.
Chat fight.
I'm all over the YouTube today. You can. It's brought to you by joinlafd.org. The City of Los Angeles Fire Department is hiring right now. Go to joinlafd.org. Feel free to chat fight. I am the one that is in there
chat fight.
In all caps. And in the meantime, we're going to do 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. You can give us your prediction for the Western Conference Finals. You can rant on any side. If you wanted to pick up that Tim Anderson thread and run with it, who would the Dodgers give up? Who should they give up? All that kind of stuff. 2 o'clock call of the day. We look for the very best rant, the very best call, and we do it at this time every day. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.